Healthcare cover is very important, as we never know when our health situation and that of our loved ones can suddenly change. This is definitely something that needs to be anticipated. If not, one runs the risk of becoming sick and not being able to afford to be treated at a good medical facility. But of course, the reality is that there's a cost implication in taking whatever cover, and one needs to consider the pros and cons of the options available. Well, to share his wisdom on the topic, I'm joined on the line by Craig Comrie. He's Chief Executive Officer at ProfMed. Thanks very much, Craig, for joining us. So in your view, the health cover item is the most important expense in a household's expenses. Why?
One thing it does do for you is provide you peace of mind and surety that you won't land up without any medical care when you need it most. I think what we have seen is medical expenses escalate. I think we have fewer and fewer specialists and medical doctors around, and so to actually get access to them becomes very important. So health cover is the one way you can prepay to get access to what is a very specialized and scarce skill in South Africa.
So when people are looking for a good medical aid, how can they be sure that they can trust it?
But the problem with most insurance products, the only way you can really figure out if you can trust it is once you have to use it. And so typically we only have probably 40 to 50% of medical scheme members utilize their medical cover every year, while you have another portion who may not use it during the year.
Yes.
And so the value only comes when you need it most. And so we had, we certainly had a youngster over August last year who landed up in a motorcycle accident. And 3.5 million rand later, after rehabilitation and the necessary care, he got back to normal. And so it took him 3 months of accessing the right doctors, landing in the right hospitals, and then going through the care program that was designed for him.
3 months and 3.5 million rand.
Yes, a few days in ICU, you'll be amazed how much it does cost. Huh. And I don't think people are aware of it, only when you land there. And so I always say our best ambassadors for medical schemes are those that have landed in hospital and have had to incur some of these high costs.
Yes. So just take us through the distinction between medical aid schemes and health insurance schemes, and which of the two is the best, you know, for one to get for one's family?
For families specifically, you want something that has comprehensive cover, and so medical schemes certainly offer more comprehensive cover. Health insurance pays you a amount per incident, so they cannot directly connect specific medical condition to what they pay you. So they would pay you a few thousand rand if you land up in hospital, depending on the number of days you are in hospital. So one of the real distinctive factors is in fact the benefits that you will receive. And so to distinguish the two, the best way is probably to look at the cost. There's very few medical schemes that can offer healthcare cover below 600 rand per month for a single member. So what you are looking at is then very possibly health insurance. Maybe another distinction that you would find between the medical scheme product and health insurance product is when you look at the content of your provider, a health insurance provider actually would make what we call underwriting profits. So any profits they make actually go to their bottom line as an insurer. While a medical scheme, each member who's a member of a medical scheme actually owns the scheme. So any surplus left in the medical scheme is there for future expenses as well.
So one of the things that medical schemes must be able to do is offer what's called prescribed minimum benefits. Just take us through what those are and some of the more common conditions they should cover.
So your medical scheme options range from what people often refer to as things like a hospital plan, up until very comprehensive options, which will cover almost anything, any health need that you have. And so prescribed minimum benefits is defined by the regulator or in the Medical Schemes Act as either any emergency medical condition or there are 270 different identifiable conditions, usually in hospital, and then 25 chronic conditions as well. And so every medical scheme has to at least cover, even on their lowest plan, these prescribed minimum benefits. But they are minimum benefits. And certainly then the more comprehensive plans would cover you for a lot more than that. But it is the assurance for an individual to know that this is the cover they have. So if you have been sold something like a hospital plan, please be aware that you are covered. If it's a medical scheme, you are covered in terms of those prescribed minimum benefits. So even your diabetes will be covered on that so-called hospital plan.
Are you penalized when you take on health cover when you're a bit older?
Yes, you are. And the cutoff age is 35. So a lot of people aren't unaware that if they join a medical scheme after the age of 35, your contribution or your premium will get loaded with what we call late joiner penalties. Now, that could be depending on your age and how long you haven't been covered by a medical scheme. That could be anywhere up to 50% added onto a normal premium, and that you would pay for the rest of your life, even if you swapped medical schemes. So it follows you. And what it tries to do in the marketplace is encourage young people to join early rather than later.
Yes.
And so it's also a fairness space where you have somebody joining at the age of 25 and they've contributed to the medical scheme for 10 or 15 years. And then claimed as they got older, while a person comes in at 35 and wants to claim immediately. And so this is just a safety net for medical schemes, and one that should encourage people to get cover and get the right cover while they're still young.
Yes. So let's just go back to that example of that young man that you were talking about, 3 months in hospital or in care and three and a half million rand. If he had had a hospital plan, how far would he have been able to be treated?
Well, a lot of the hospital plans, and really it depends on which medical scheme hospital plan you would have been on, his emergency, and it was an emergency, would have been covered in full. So as he got into the hospital, his ICU, so he was in hospital for about 40 days in ICU, and then 6 weeks after that in rehabilitation and what we call a step-down facility. So depending on your plan, your hospital stay is usually covered. Your specialist costs, which may include anaesthetists, may not be covered in full depending on your plan that you were on. So some of the plans would pay 100% of scheme rate. You'll get the comprehensive plans, which would pay 300% or even the full amount. And so there's always a portion of your cost that lands up being payable by you, depending on the option. But in a hospital plan, typically you'd probably find about 70% of his costs would have been covered.
And obviously, at the end of the day, the more comprehensive cover you have, the more you're paying in terms of your premium.
Yes, and people buy medical scheme cover based on affordability, and often they aren't checking carefully what the benefits are. And so you really need to look at the benefits before you land up in the car accident. And I think what we also have seen is that young people in general don't buy medical scheme cover. And we are encouraging people to get in early because we've seen some of the dread diseases being detected a lot younger in people. And then when you don't have cover, that usually is underwritten, which means that you'll wait 12 months in a medical scheme before the scheme will actually pay for that type of cover.
You've also raised a caution around people taking up medical insurance that gives, you know, one loyalty benefits and the like, which are nice to have. But your message is that whatever happens, you need to ensure that in the event of anything serious happening to you health-wise, that you have adequate cover.
I think what many people do is mistake the free flights and free movie tickets in terms of whether we cover you in terms of an ICU event, or if I think of the Prem babies, whether they're covered in terms of your health insurance product, or if there's a co-payment involved as well. So
yes,
people must be careful that the loyalty programs are very attractive and provide real valuable incentives to act healthier and behave healthier. But you must check the core benefits that you actually are purchasing. The loyalty programs and the frills are paid for from your premium, undoubtedly.
That's right. That was Craig Comrie, he's Chief Executive Officer at ProfMed.